Wednesday, March 25th, 2014. The session is the 2013 RAA FAQ session, located in the Canning Ballroom, and the local time is 1:30 p.m.
Good afternoon. We're just going to confirm with our text that we're ready to go, and then we're going to get started. Okay, we're getting the yes, we're ready. Are we recording? Excellent. Thank you. So, good afternoon again. I'm Mike Zupke of ICANN staff. I'm the Director of Registrar Programs, and I have with me here, sitting next to me, is Caitlin Tebergen, also on the Registrar Liaison team, and sitting next to her is Owen Smigelski of the Contractual Compliance team at ICANN. And we're here today to present to you on Registrar Accreditation Agreement Frequently Asked Questions, in particular related to the 2013 RAA. So, you know, the purpose of this session is really to try to help registrars to understand the obligations that are in the RAA, because we know that this is still new to many, and there is still a lot of learning that both registrars and ICANN are doing as this contract is rolled out. So I just wanted to give a real quick background on some of how we got here and then what we're planning to do today. So the 2013 RAA was approved by the ICANN board in June 2013. And then we've had registrars coming on board ever since, and I think we're somewhere in the neighborhood of around 33% of registrars are currently on this new form of RAA, and that represents something like 83% of the generic domain name space. So there's been pretty good uptake in terms of adoption of the new accreditation agreement. As part of our rolling out the new RAA, both registrars and members of the community said to ICANN, we think there needs to be a really strong, proactive outreach initiative so that those who are under these new obligations will actually understand them. And so last year, ICANN staff and a handful of registrar volunteers we created a bit of a roadshow, and so we started in Los Angeles, and we did a two-day session that was webcast for registrars on all of what we thought were the most complicated aspects of the new agreement. We did this again in Xiamen, China, and then again in Berlin, and then finally we did one in Buenos Aires at